Hello, we are back again, and this week we are doing another more informational episode, and we are discovering America through this book of maps that I got from a free library giveaway. That's just a lot of illustrations and things about America, and we're just gonna go along on this journey together. Oh my god, look at that fish. I skipped ahead. I shouldn't have done that.
All of this will be fact-checked by the History of the World book as well.
Yeah, that I got at a different thrift store in Iowa.
We'll see how that
we're thrift learning today. We're thrift-arring our way to America. Cheers. Ooh, that was kind of solid. Okay, well... So when you're discovering America, I know you can already see the title. I'm going to cover it up in case you haven't seen. Where do we start?
America?
Yeah, no, you don't start in America.
America was already discovered, though.
Yeah, but, okay, yes. Yes, obviously. But according to this book, we start in Europe. Yay! Insert obnoxious sound there. I'm going to put this book in my lap now. I don't know why I didn't. Earlier. The discovery of America was not an isolated event. It was made for the purposes which were relevant to the European society, which were discoverers spread. Yeah, thanks, we fucking know. Moving on, there's this little, the next page has this little serpentine woman with like a little dragon tail, like mermaids with like dragon tails. There's like a little egret carrying a fucking elephant. There's like a triton man with like a speared baby head floating on a cloud. In the corner, of course, we got naked, chubby woman ass, and this little man just playing a flute or hitting a crack pipe down in his boat as he's sailing to seas. Because this is the shit that they... Oh, wait, I forgot. How could I forget the man in the corner swallowing an arrow with a little flower skirt on?
Oh, wow.
Hashtag flower skirt and swallowing arrows. Bring that back. Can we check this? What... Have you found America yet in your book?
Oh no, I was looking at the beginning of life.
Good.
The Cambrian explosion.
Good, that's of course.
170 million years ago.
That's better. To get to our roots. You're right.
I gotta flip through this book. There's a lot of interesting things in this book.
Right? We're discovering these together. Oh, they found some castles in the water.
Right.
Where is this? Illustration 9. This is set out from Milanese, 1551, bottom line, when castles still existed. This drawing was made. The elaborate boats and ships going on. Oh, they've discovered La Florida at this point. Sort of. It doesn't look like what we... This probably isn't Florida, according to what I'm seeing. They've discovered Texas, it looks like, and they're calling it Florida. It's like the part that connects... It's like not quite Central America, but it's like America into Central America. So it's like basically Texas, but they're calling it Florida. So that's where I am.
Okay,
in the 1500s.
Oh, you're in the 1500s?
Well, I don't know. That's just when these maps are dated. Wait, let me fact check. Illustration 11. Oh, sorry. 1623. This was this. 1623. Florida was Texas. Drinking for that. Have you found anything juicy that you'd like to share?
620 is the voyage of the Mayflower.
Huh. Wait, 620? You mean 1620?
Yeah, 1620.
See, 20. I knew that enough. Fact check. Wow, 620 AD. Shit. Ooh, we got some little ship illustrations. We got our Jesus map. He's floating above us. He's floating above the New World. We got a fancy little tile.
There's so much in this book.
Right?
I'm overwhelmed.
This shit was $3.
No, I think I found the discovery of, the birth.
Oh, the discovery of the Atlantic in the Middle Ages was done by the Asian nations. So of course. So, like, China and shit. Like, trans-Ukrainian continents. Fuck. Ooh, look at this man. We got a nice little Tim Burton-looking Jesus as the forerunner of that shit.
Oh, wow.
Look at that man.
I would be scared.
I'm sitting on something sharp.
Like,
oh wait, this one was a, wait, hold on, before I get too carried away. I think, yeah, this one was a Norwegian Viking, the Angry Jesus Man. So here we are with the Vikings in America, the Angry Jesus Vikings. Oh, and I found the Starbucks mermaid. Oh, she's appeared in the drawing. Aww. I'll take a picture of that later and post it on our Instagram, which we have now. You guys should follow us at We Are Fake Nudes. Woo woo. WEAREFAKENEWDS on Instagram. I will post these pictures later. Oh, we got little frog rhino men coming out in some mountains that these little men in canoes are wrangling this big ass fish lizard dino man. Awesome. Ooh, Viking ships.
There's just so much going on. Like, this book just covers, like, every, like, time period.
It's the history,
like,
of the world,
of
babe.
The world all at one time.
Yeah.
It's just so much, like...
Right? Aren't you glad we own that?
Like
this
just
is just...
Can't.
Yep. It's the history of the world.
It's just, like, an information overload.
At our fingertips. Have you mentioned the Vikings? Wait, I see that you found the colonies. What? So, oh, you're in the European colonies.
I mean, like, I'm just thinking of this cat flipping through.
No, right. That's good. Just let me know when you find something interesting. We're rambling today for our biggest fan. Jay Pasta. I'm gonna put elevator music in the background of this whole episode, probably. Oh, we got some little crabfish, eagle people. Oh, we got an owlfish person. Oh, these are psychotic. Wait, look at this.
Whoa.
Look at those animals.
That's interesting.
Describe that. Describe what you see.
Everything is like half one animal, half another, or like extremely distorted, and it's fucking...
Weird. This was in the Norse discovery and the colonization of Greenland. Nice. About the year 900, Greenland was colonized. Learn something every day. I'll drink to that. Greenland colonization, 900. Shout out to Mason Jars Everywhere for holding our wine beverage. Oh, here we go. The discovery of North America by Greenlanders. In the year 985. So 85 years after they settled America. You heard it first. America was settled by Vikings. Wow. Bjarni arrived in Iceland at Eyrar in the summer of the year that his father had left for Greenland. The news came as a shock that Bjarni had refused to have his ship unloaded. His crew asked him what he had in mind. He replied that he intended to keep his custom of enjoying his father's hospitality over the winter. So I went to sail my ship to Greenland if you are willing to come with me, yadadada, he replied that we'd be best. The voyage will be considered foolhardy if not one of us has ever sailed the Greenland Sea. Whatever, this is not an interesting story. I thought they were going to America. They probably are, it's just this is taking a long time. Oh. They gave the country the name and call it Heluland. H-E-L-U-Land. Heluland. I would live there. The other name was Markland, which, no. Don't call your city Markland.
Scotland is united.
Oh, attempted Norse. The Norse attempted to colonize North America in first 1010.
Oh,
way
so
before fucking Columbus.
Now you're, like, past me.
Oh, go back. Did you find this already? Share.
What? I don't know. Like, I just found a thing on Viking.
Yeah, read it. That's what we're looking for. What's it say? Just any information.
Like, I honestly don't know.
Give me snippets. That's all I'm giving you. It's just little tidbits. Snip snaps.
They made it Europe between 350 and 550.
Hell yeah!
Some of them settled in Scandinavia. They were kind of seemed like they... I don't know... This is in like the 800s to 1000s.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is in their demise, but it sounds like there's not many of them left and they're just like dispersed around countries.
Right. So they're just like trying to survive and just like going out in the world.
Yeah.
That's kind of what this sounds like. They say it's beautiful here. It was. They literally named it Heliuland. This is the second confirmation of that.
So yeah, they all just kind of like bailed.
Aww.
And just like be merchants and sail across seas.
Damn. Ooh. Look at this little Norse ruins. Wait, where is that? East settlement. Oh, this doesn't say. Country, or well, obviously it's in America, which state?
Yeah, no, over here, like, it has an arrow of all these arrows of all their travels, and
yeah.
It's like all around, like Norway, Sweden, and like,
hell yeah,
London, all that stuff, and like Ireland, and then one goes out to Iceland, and then the other, and then one shoots straight out from Iceland, so they could have just, definitely discovered America as well.
Dude, they definitely did, because that was this book is literally called The Discovery of North America.
Everybody discovered North America.
Literally, yeah, so why the fuck
is... But, people from North America or, other countries also discovered other countries as well, areas,
Yeah, everybody discovered everybody, and it's this isn't, can I go do that? Why am I not, dude? Let's go do that. Let's just save up a bunch of fucking money and go find a fucking island. We could probably do it.
Yeah, but that's, so hard. That's,
Would you?
It's so much more hard to do that, in today.
I know.
Because of all the,
that's what I'm saying.
Stuff,
could you imagine? That's why it's interesting, being alive at this time and just, discovering shit. Oh, so we're in 1498, and Cabot's setting out from Bristol, England. Oh, so we've discovered the whole world at this point. Well, we skipped ahead quite some time in 42 pages. I don't, Cabot to Cartier, the discovery and exploration of the east coast of North America in... Oh, we finally have our first mention of the Dickwad in 1492. He who shall not be named. Fucking cunt rag. I probably can't say that. These aren't maps. These are just blotchy. Oh, they've discovered Florida / Texas again. It's upside down. Oh, they include the naked farmers. A little drawing at the bottom. Little Florentine and moon crescents representing Isis. That's cool. Oh, we've come back to the fish. I know this has full maps in here somewhere. Oh, we have come to, who is this? Ponce de Leon, who officially maybe discovered Florida, finally. Not Texas, we're assuming, because he's finally mentioned, so that's...
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks. Wait, maybe he didn't wait. I thought maybe that was right for a second, but maybe I'm wrong. I know Amerigo Vespucci technically maybe discovered the continental America. They didn't even have Europe nailed down yet. Wow. what year is this from? This was what they thought Europe and Africa and Asia and whatnot looked in 1513. They were very close, but they haven't even nailed down their own shit. Top image.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Scale of 1 to 10, accuracy.
I would give that... Honestly,
based on what we know today, which granted they can't know that, but
I would give the bottom part maybe a 5, but then the top definitely a 3.
Right? It's bad. They're out here trying to discover America, bitch. Learn how to fly first. Discover your own shit. then maybe we'd be better off because the natives would have cultivated America and then we would have stayed in Europe and then, wow, I never would have had to be an American. I could have been hashtag European.
It would have happened eventually. Like,
no.
I mean,
yeah, because shit sucked over there, so people came here, but...
I mean, like that, but also, just over time, like, something would have happened where...
We would have come.
We would have intermixed.
Well, and yeah, I mean, of course intermixing would have happened, but like, fuck, maybe I could have had a chance to not be America. Oh, they have officially discovered Florida and the East Coast. Sort of. Yeah, they've got to about North Carolina. A little bit of Mexico. They've gotten into the Gulf, they've gotten the islands. This is in 1525? Yeah, that sounds accurate.
1400s.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, there's like Aztecs, they're pretty affluent, you know. The Incas are affluent in South America. I don't know, it's just like all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening in the 1400s.
Apparently tigers have been discovered in America by 1563, and they've also discovered most of what is South America, Mexico, all that, Florida, East Coast, we're up to about Maine at this point. So they've tracked, they've discovered a lot in those, what was the last one? So maybe about 11 years since that last drawing. Oh, and this map shows fucking slaves in South America. Primarily Brazil, colonizing sugar, because that was a thing that, happened. Fuck, never forget. Oh, here's a fun map of the sun blowing out the North Americas into the globe, fulfilling the world.
Whoa.
Maps, dude.
That shit's crazy.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
On that fish.
That's a flying fish.
That's a flying fish. From 1585. By John White. Whoa, hey, okay. Got the little Byzantine stamp on it. Hell yeah, but we kind of have a map now. Okay, Europe is sorted. Africa is not quite there yet. They're a little bulbous. this is where we're at this point.
South America, what the hell is that?
It's a little isolated.
It's like Florida.
It's a little not located with
like
correctly.
Cut.
Yeah.
They don't really have Texas.
No.
Yet.
Yeah, they've done something. I'm not sure what.
Yeah.
So that's what we have there.
Look at
these colored little turtles! Oh my god! He's so blue! Get the blue, look at the blue turtle.
That's cool.
He's so cute. Those ducks. And those little bears eating fish. Sorry, I was gonna say bears eating trumpets, but that's not what they're doing. Playing trumpets while they're not eating. Wow. Wow. I think your book's more interesting though. You got all the facts, I just got the illustrations.
Yeah.
Do you wanna trade for the next half? Little fairy tale drawing with like all these cool like cultic flags and like gypsy women in the woods and like a lot of moon worship happening. Okay, that's an America I can fuck with. Oh, of course these are the Indians coming towards their ships. God damn it, America, gotta ruin that fucking good moment. It was the fucking natives trying to warn off the white people, not the fucking. Okay, well, shit. Oh, we are in the year, apparently back in 1560, and we're staring at the sun. That's what's happening. We're staring at the sun, and bears are shitting in the woods. And they discovered the elk.
1560?
Yeah. Ooh.
Queen Elizabeth I ruled Britain from 1558 to 1603.
Okay.
Damn, that's quite a long time.
That's a long ass time. Wait,
but that
like,
was during the time, so.
Once you're queen till you die, though, so.
Yeah. So hold on, this is talking about fucking Britain going into the Civil War in like 1642.
Nice.
Under Berlin. See, I don't even really know what the fuck I'm even reading, but damn, that's what's kind of going on. It's like a bunch of crazy shit with the queen.
Well, I'm at a good stopping point, I think. Do you want to take a break? We're at about 20 minutes, so we're going to take a little break. Hope you're enjoying this. We'll be posting pictures on our Instagram, at WeAreFakeNudes. Peep us there. If you probably don't already follow us, because you're probably the only ones listening, and thank you for that. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. Whoop, whoop. Whoop. We are back. We've traded books, as promised. So that means you're on the offensive. What do we got? Oh my god.
It's like I'm looking at this.
We'll just keep flipping through. What part of America are we in? What are we doing?
I have no idea, but it looks like pretty tropical. There's a lot of plant and like seed descriptions.
Okay.
And they're very symmetrical. And
okay.
Very cool.
Oh my god, this book is fucking cool.
Oh. Different little birds and insects.
Wait, I saw this. Shit, lol. That's what that was. I saw this fucking painting. Lol.
Nice.
Botticelli, it's Primavera. Holy shit, okay, cool. I saw that this summer. Wow.
Hell yeah.
Oh, 1500 Americas. Wait, I got you. The sea beggars take Braille. Ten other lands in the 16th century were made up of 17 thriving self-governing provinces. Now the Netherlands and Belgium, they were part of Spanish Empire and paid huge taxes to Spain. Fuck Spain. This has nothing to do with America. Oh, we're back in Oceania.
This map has Africa looking a little bit better. It's still pretty, like, bulbous.
Oh, yeah.
It's still
bulbous.
They have incomplete America map. They have like the little Florida, like Central America, little Gulf of Mexico loop thing.
Okay.
But then it's incomplete after that. They just have that coast.
Sam, so they haven't explored the Thomas and Jefferson haven't happened.
Yeah, no.
They haven't dropped that mixtape. See, this is weird because mine just has the full map the whole time. It just like,
yeah,
it's
no,
like,
see, that's
things
what I was saying.
And,
it's
yeah.
just like everything's happening all at once. It's like kind of weird.
Weird.
It's just information overload. You can't just like hone in.
This is a fun timeline at the bottom of this page.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. I like how the little spacemans at the end.
Right.
It's cool. Look at this map. This looks fucking hardcore.
Dude, that's
it's all like dark. It looks like. I don't even know.
Do you think they shot that from space?
Like oh, an no.
early telescope?
It looks like it was on a globe. And like someone took a picture of it or something like that.
Yeah.
Like it even extends, like there's an equator and everything. Like, I don't know. Like this is a cool one.
In the 17th century, Europe
I'm
was
sorry, you can't
oh,
see this.
Fleeing from America for religious persecution. So they came to America for religious freedom.
Nice.
And they became Freemasons.
Yeah, these are all
America.
Like maps basically in the
1600s. Cool.
This map, it has like a lot of the southern United States broken up into like three or four different spots.
Oh,
rivers, and the first one's Flo, the middle Rye, the last one's the
Florida. Oh, hot damn.
It freaking conquered.
Oh, ayo. This book goes back to 40,000 BC where it shows cities. Hell yeah. 40,000 fucking BC.
It's like 45,000 like, all like river centrals. Or like. Like centered on rivers.
Yeah.
So it's like river dominated map. It's interesting.
Louis XVIII drinks or wait, what? the 16th strengthens the French monarchy. 1660s, and Britain plunges into a civil war in 1642. 1650s, the Dutch trade and arts prosper. Oh, settlers in America. Here we go. Many settlers from the British Isles, France, Holland, and other nations came to North America in the 17th century. Some, hoping for quick riches, looked for gold and silver, and they didn't find any. A few newcomers grew rich through commerce, especially the fur trade. Many came seeking religious freedom. The Puritans in Massachusetts, the Baptists in Rhode Island, the Quakers in Pennsylvania, and the Roman Catholics in Maryland. Quiz time. Did you memorize that?
I did not. I was fascinated by this map. I was looking at
it. Shit! You fail. Well,
I fail.
We're not reading that again. Top exports were tobacco, and the plantations were worked by indentured servants. They built simple homes to live in on the land that they had cleared. Each settlement was surrounded by a protective fence. They lived a harsh life, and many settlers died from disease, exposure, and lack of food. The 1587 settlement on Roanoke Island, North Carolina, consisting of 117 men, women, and children, vanished without a trace. Hashtag Roanoke.
Damn.
You need a drink. That was a long paragraph.
Yeah.
Popcorn. That means it's your turn to read. Sorry, have you never done that in school?
No, I have. I'm sorry. I just don't have anything picked out.
Oh, shit.
This book. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. Look at these little big-ass naked women.
I'm looking at pictures.
Look at these big-ass naked women tilling the field then. Whoa. Top corner of that page.
Why would they be naked?
I don't know. For to the sweat. It fertilizes the soil.
Okay.
It's gonna be okay. Agricultural and industrial revolutions of the early 1700s happened. That's all. That turned into a longer paragraph. The rise in food production makes it possible to feed the growing population, but poor villagers who had depended for their livelihood on common lands are forced to become beggars. Oh, Persia has become Persia again.
These maps have river beasts and water beasts. Docks that go out in the water that are like club shaped.
What do you mean? Oh. Oh. Interesting.
Those are like little fishing net things.
Those are probably just like ports. Like docking ports.
Yeah, you're also right.
In the year 1703, Sir Isaac Newton became the president of the British Royal Society, and St. Peter found St. Petersburg in Russia. Thanks, Peter the Great. Oh, and in 1736 through 96, Qian Lang, Emperor of China, encourages the growth of learning. Thus the rise of China. Oh my god, wait, I missed a similar date. In 1703 in Japan, 47 Ronin commit honorable suicide, or Harikiri. Why? Aw. Rip. Alright, I'll drink to that. You have to, too. It's drunk learning and sharing. Ooh, these are fun artifacts. Ah! I love...
These people all just partied naked back in the day.
In the early 1700s, Russian men, except priests and peasants, had to shave off their beards. Why do peasants get to keep their beards? Is it just like a punishment, like you get a dirty beard?
Yeah, but why would, I guess,
priests are, like honorable.
Yeah,
they probably get, like,
honorable, like a wisdom
yeah.
kind of thing. But, and then, like, I guess if you're, like, a
So
I
you
guess
have to
peasant,
be shaved.
Just be like, yeah, I'd have
it's
to
like,
shave.
Gross ass. Weird. Oh, wait, go back. 1727, coffee is first planted in Brazil. Coffee was first found in Ethiopia. The Arabs took it to Europe, and Europeans brought it to Brazil. So thanks, Ethiopia, for coffee. Start buying my coffee strictly from them. Thanks.
Yeah.
You should too. Hashtag Ethiopian coffee.
Oh my god, this guy's getting an arrow in his penis and it shows it.
Oh, whoa!
He's also getting his arms and legs cut off. Oh my god.
Oh my god. We'll post that later.
Atta's men treated the slain of the enemy.
Oh my god.
Okay. In their skirmishes, any who fall are instantly dragged off by persons detailed for the purpose, who with slips of reed sharper than any steel blade cut the skin of the head to the bone from front to the back. All the way round, pull off with the hair, more than a foot and a half long, still adhering, done up with a knot on the crown. And with that lowered down around the forehead and back cut short to the ring of the two fingers wide, just like the rim of a hat. Oh my god. And it just keeps going.
Oh my god.
I'm bad at reading.
No, that was good. Fuck. Ew. That was graphic. The way they tore those things apart.
Yeah, they break their bones.
Ugh.
And then, like, hang them in scalps also, and like, have their heads on the end of spears.
God,
dude.
Fuck. That's like,
this guy's got an arrow in his butt.
Ew. That's funny. Dude, no. You want to know what I learned the other day? That the sensation of, like, falling when you're on, like, amusement park rides and shit. Do you know what that actually is? Like, what creates that feeling?
Isn't that just, like, your guts kind of moving around? Like, just, like...
They separate.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, damn. You knew that. Okay,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
They, like, move around in your body.
They fucking separate. I don't like that. But I also love that. Like, that's fucking exhilarating.
But, like, it's also weird to think about. So, like, technically, we're, like, it's kind of like worms. Or we have, like, these, like, certain, I don't know. I guess we have a cavity, but there's, like, fluid within that cavity, too. And it's almost like, when you pull, like, something, like, wet or, like, a suction, when you pull it, it just gets, like, you know? That's essentially the same thing with this. It's like a cavity. And,
yeah.
And, like, you're, like, displacing, like, space.
Yeah, I guess.
And so, like, I don't know. It's, like, really weird.
Ew.
So, like, yeah, I guess we have, like, a cavity. Outside.
Right.
Like, so our skin is a cavity, and then we have our bones and, like, muscles and stuff, and then our insides.
Uh-huh.
There's, like, space in between it. It's all, like, plasma and, like, just, like,
fluid. Plasma!
Just, like, ectoplasmic. Just,
no!
Like, or, like, I don't know. It's not ectoplasmic, but, like, we just have, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, cytoplasm. Yeah.
We have ectoplasmic insides.
Cytoplasmic.
No, thank you. No, I'm glad you said the first thing.
That as well.
Oh my god. It's the age of the revolution for Europeans who are still conquering the world at an alarming rate.
Yeah, I'm still in, like, the late 1500s.
Oh, I've made it to 1750.
So yeah, that book progresses really fast.
Yeah, it does. Shit. It's the history of the world.
This is the discovery of North America.
Yeah, I thought it was cooler maps. Like, that's why I picked it up. Shit.
Rida is still a thing. Oh, now it's two. There's a flow, and then there's Rida.
Awesome. Bring back Rida.
And this is,
yeah, what's the date on that map?
1593.
Awesome. So we're progressing right along with flow Rida.
Yeah.
If I eat my carrot right now, you think that people are gonna... Oh, I know they're gonna hear me, but I'm gonna fucking do it.
They're gonna hear a crunch.
You're gonna hear a crunch.
These poorly drawn middle school maps with no whales and little walruses.
Oh my god, yep.
Yep, this is what we saw. Like, he looked like he spent a lot of time on it. It still looks like crap.
He probably did, dude. They got paid for this. That was their job. Cartographer.
Looked like he was someone who just had to make do. Flat Earth concept, or just like globe viewed from the top?
It's probably a flat Earth concept. Let me see.
I think it is.
Oh yeah. What? I don't actually know what that is. What the fuck is that? What did you just show me?
Article in the terrestrial globe.
Weird.
Representation of an island separated by channels flowing into a polar ocean that was derived by Bamian from, I don't know, Lost Tract.
From what?
From a Lost Tract.
Oh.
Inventio Fortunata.
Weird.
Fortunata, yeah.
Fortunata.
I'm currently describing the visit of an English Minorite friar to the eastern settlement of Greenland about 1360.
Weird.
So I don't know, it's just like a polarized map. Like
right. Weird, okay.
But it looks very flat.
Everything's close together, like everything's touching.
Basically flat earth map, but like not a flat earth concept, because it's derived as a globe right here.
Yeah, wait, I didn't see that. What does that one look like? I don't know what. Okay, never mind. I'm sad I asked. It's like a giant salmon drawn out on the map. Interesting. Well, in 1762, Catherine the Great becomes Empress of Russia. 1789, the French Revolution happens, cutting everybody's heads off. Oh, 1775, America has the Lexington and Concord battle. So this would be our fucking the war with Britain.
Could you imagine being in the days where you're like, they're still discovering places?
Could you imagine having to literally fight for your independence? Like, on a country that's not even yours, and you show up and you try to fight for it.
Yeah.
Like, no. Who the fuck? Why did that happen?
Trade deals, yeah.
The Boston Tea Party. Wait, didn't you say you didn't know what that was?
I knew what that was.
Three bands of 50 men disguised as Native Americans passed cheering supporters on their way to the tea ships and threw the cargo overboard. 1776, Congress declares independence, which, if you listen to our last episode, you now know is not a real thing that happened. I mean, it happened, but, like, it's not a valid document.
Yeah, treason.
Treason! They were not allowed to do this. Oh, because the British didn't surrender. Wait, guess what year the Britons actually surrendered? The Britons. Whatever. Guess what year they surrendered? Guess.
1777.
1781, dude.
Damn.
We kept fighting for, like, what is that? Like, 9 more years?
Yeah, shit.
At least... Yeah, like, 9 fucking years.
They got
wait, no. 5. 5 years. Wow, there. Fuck. Whatever.
Trees, like coniferous trees, pine trees.
Where? In America? Well, obviously in America. Yeah. Whatever, we've reached settlement. Oh, and in 1782, the Spanish are crushing a rebellion in Peru. That's a rhyme. We should... Oh, and also the most important fact, in the 1790s, Toussaint L'Ouverture leads the slave revolt and frees the Haitian slaves. Yay! We love that.
So I don't think this gets into any British stuff really. I mean, like maybe.
Damn, that's okay. That's just
that
I'm just
time-wise.
Reading you where I'm at. I'm at the 1800s and the Industrial Growth Revolution.
The landing.
Awesome. So, wow, I'm way ahead of you. You haven't even discovered America
that's
yet.
That's, like, the end of this book.
Oh, what? Bullshit. I thought they got all the way across. Maybe that's why the shit was free. It doesn't even get past the pilgrims. Are you kidding me?
I mean, no. There's, like, things...
I'm not blaming you. I haven't honestly looked through it. I'm just alarmed.
Not, like, I don't honestly know.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Because this is, like, America, like, discovered long ago.
Yeah,
like,
true.
This is, like, Spanish Europeans.
Oh, that's true. I mean, Columbus was Spanish. Like, I mean, yeah, that's just, like, that's true. They kind of got decimated and, like, stopped after a while, I guess. Weird. Alright.
I don't know. This book's interesting. So, yeah, all of these maps have, like, North America, I guess.
Like, in totality?
Not in totality.
Right, okay,
but
weird, so this is just
of it's being there.
Coastal, weird, oh, they just haven't, okay, that's cool, that's good to know what that's useful for, oh.
And these are like 1550s, but I guess he sailed 1492.
He sailed the ocean blue.
Yeah, so that would make sense.
So, I've reached the industrial, wow, I can't even talk, this is so funny, I've reached the industrial revolution. And the title of one of these little images is literally Rage Against the Machines.
Yes.
And screaming, but in like child laborers and that,
that
which
was
is
intended.
Not cool. Rage Against, obviously, but like that's really funny. Radical Dreams on the Danube. Communism. The 1800s, late 1800s. It's the year of revolutions. The 1840s. Oh, 1800s Americas. Here we go. We are still battling. I think the Alamo happened. And battle for Texas. The French Revolution happened. Yep, the Alamo happened. 1836. California Gold Rush. 1849. Sorry, I'm just following this book. 1810. Kamehameha I unites all Hawaii. So cool. The Hawaiian Islands were united in 1810. And nice. By this chief, who was born on the island of Hawaii, was employed by his uncle, King Kalaniopuu. That's probably close enough. Was negotiator with Captain James Cook and Kamehameha, the new leader, the uniter. So the advantages of uniting the island. I'm too drunk to keep reading this. What the fuck? All right, whatever. The rise of nationalism. We're gonna get to the present day. We are almost done with this. Sorry. We're up to international empires. We are the 1850s to 1900s. Jeans were invented by Oscar Levi during the California Gold Rush.
Yeah. You,
wow.
You've surpassed my book.
Okay. Cool. Well, we're whatever. I've taken the shoal again. Who's surprised? I stole the show. Aren't you grateful? Otherwise, you would be reading all of this. Scramble for Africa. Fuck that. Africa was fine. Thank you. You found Jefferson and Thomas.
I found a photograph of an ice field.
Wow. Let me see it.
Ice.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Where is that? Lake Michigan?
The Western Hemisphere.
Awesome. 1861, we've reached the Civil War. And Nebraska didn't exist yet. So we did not fight the Civil War. We were bipartisans. We did not exist.
Nebraska didn't exist yet?
No.
We didn't exist in the Civil War?
No, we were just Western territories. Kansas and Iowa existed, but we were just Western territories. No one wanted us yet.
Oh, what?
So that's why afterwards, when we became a state, all those proclamations and all that weird shit had to happen, because we didn't fight the war, so we had to make our fucking own independent decision.
Weird.
Yeah.
And
Native Americans
had, like,
still exist. What?
We had, like, the homestead.
Yeah.
Act, and that's just, like, free.
People just came,
like,
out here. I'm taking,
yeah,
another bite of my food. Be entertaining for a second.
Crunch.
Crunch, wait.
I don't know what to say.
Ah.
I'm entertaining. Enjoy my entertain.
Ow. Fuck.
These maps are cool. If only you can see them with your eyes. Some of these maps look like children.
1867. Canada exists. Oh. And now we've reached the First World War.
This is where it all goes down.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to be fair, it had been going down, but... Oh, 1917, Jewish people are promised a homeland. After the Romans reasserted power in Palestine in the first century. Wait, this goes back a long ways. Now I'm in 19th century. Led to a movement for the Jewish to their home once again in Palestine. The movement called... Okay, so Zionism was the movement for the Jews to have their homeland once again in Palestine. And that was enacted in 1917, I guess. They got it after the First World War. So, cool.
It's crazy to think, like, all these drawings in this book, and, like, I guess your book, too, like, just, like, someone actually drew. Like,
dude, yeah.
Had to sit down and, like, did all this work, and it's all, like, very detailed, and, like, there's, like, I'm not looking at this picture, and this one, there's a bunch of people getting stabbed. This person literally drew people stabbing people.
Dude, right?
Just over and over and over again, hitting them with paddles.
We are so close to the end. I've got very few pages of this book left. Let's just tough it out. We are Theodore Roosevelt's president. It's after the First World War.
It's just color coded.
Hell
the
yeah.
Outlined.
We are developing new weapons for a new war. We are conscripting and propagandaing. There is hardships on the home front. Oh, 1919 to 1946. Peace and war. We have just... Dude, honestly, a wild time to fucking be alive.
Yeah.
I'm sweating so much.
Technically, every time in the history of time was a wild time to be
alive. But, like, I feel like, comparatively, like, this is, like, kind of a mild time to be alive. At the moment. I don't want to jinx that, because we're probably going to go to war soon, but...
Our lives have been invented, basically, for us.
Yeah, like, we are just, like, part of the machine. We're just built into the Matrix at this point. Like, we don't have to do or learn or, like, know anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's where you can.
What?
Just learn and know.
Well, that's what we're doing. We're sharing the information with the people. Well, there's a World Zionist Conference in 1945, notably, after the fucking... all of World War II, because we didn't talk about that. None of this talked about... Apparently, obviously America was involved in the Second World War, but this book didn't really get into it. So we're just going to skip over that, because it's not relevant, and fuck war, and fuck...
You probably already know.
Yeah, you probably already know, because then the Great Depression happens, and there's a civil war in Spain, and then there's a revolution in Brazil. Wow, I can't talk at this point. Oh yeah, the New Deal happens. We're back in America. That's what happened after the Second World War. The Hoover Dam was built. Just kidding, now we're at World War II. That's why we haven't covered it, because it didn't happen yet. We haven't got there.
World War II didn't happen.
You're right.
No, that's, very
1946 to 1990s. One world, and we finally figured out how to draw the whole map. The end of the Cold War. Martin Luther King gave his speech, 1960s. Apollo mission was launched, 1969. Neil Armstrong becomes the first human on the moon.
Or so they say.
Shut up, it happened! Maybe. We eventually got to the moon. Africa is still making a bunch of dope art, and the natives are struggling, and they have guns, and they look starved, and it's really not a good place to be. Yeah, really not a good place to be. Because of us, because of war and what we did, we are literally starving these fucking children, and it's just like, thanks America, thanks capitalism, thanks all that bullshit. Oh, 1948, the Jewish state is finally founded in Palestine. Awesome.
Nice.
And then there's a conflict over oil in the Middle East. The Soviets isolate Berlin. Students riot in Paris. Europeans unite. The Prague Spring happens. There's the rise of solidarity. Gorbachev leads the Soviet Union. Oh, we've reached America. Oh, 1950s. Just kidding. We've backpedaled. Fucking racism is happening. Astronauts on the moon. We've covered this. Wow, we were almost to the end, people. Oh my god, wait, have we done it? Oh, we are back in Oceania. Cool, there is Nate, the Aboriginals there, still thriving. Oh my god, we have reached the end of this book and it is only the 1990s. Holy shit. Are we dead? We died. We proved it. This book proves that we died. This is kind of a cool fucking map at the end, though, of like... Well, sort of cool, because it shows some, like, really sad, like, little shanty houses,
yeah.
But it also has, like, little, like, all the aligned, like, temples and cool shit, and it's like, aww.
When was that book published?
Let me find that out. Wait, 1931?
That's probably...
But that can't be right, because it...
That's the publication started, it's not...
Yeah, I was gonna say, that can't be right. '94 is the last date on it. Oh, wait, yeah, here we go. Oh, yeah, 1994.
So this was pre-2000.
Yeah.
Knowledge right here.
This is why it was $3, probably, because it's old news. Which is why we've covered it for you today, folks.
It's still somewhat relevant news. Sometimes, like, I don't know, older textbooks can be, like, outdated.
Right.
You know, like, information changes.
Did you guys learn something? Did you enjoy? I learned a few things. I don't know if I'm gonna retain it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll retain it. I'll retain this one.
We're gonna drink about it and make some dinner now. Thank you guys for listening to this. If you made it this far, I hope you did. I hope you learned something. listen to this, please share it. I'm getting tired of promoting it myself. People are fucking tired of me. I need new faces to promote this. Fucking share this around. Follow us on Instagram @WeAreFakeNudes, and we will see you next week.